Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure to have you here. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we especially thank you for that. Chuck Martin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including Tough Management, one of my favorites, and also Coffee at Luna's, and his new book is called Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success? And he does a lot of work in that area, folks. His company is called NFI Research. It's a top management research company in the country and probably on the planet. And he does a lot of research on what makes people successful. And he's here to talk to us about that very thing. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. Chuck, you've been doing a lot of work on this, haven't you? What makes people successful?
Yes, we actually... That's what Smarts, the book, was about initially, which I did with two psychologists. We found, or actually it's known, I happened to discover something that's been known by psychologists for many years, that there's a part of the brain that everyone has, the frontal lobes right behind your forehead, where there are these specific fixed cognitive skills or cognitive functions. They're called executive skills. And these are things like time management, organization, focus, planning, prioritization, and so forth. And everyone has two or three that are their strongest, two or three that are their weakest, and by the time you reach adulthood, they're really not changeable. And this is based on decades of neuroscience brain research. It's not my theory. This is
those characteristics are moldable, changeable during your adolescent years, but not after that.
That is correct.
So however you were raised, if you were raised to have responsibility, if you were raised to be on time, if certain areas of that part of your brain are developed intentionally, then you're okay. But if you wind up not being raised that way, then you could actually be deficient in those areas.
Well, you end up what tends to happen is as you're growing up, you tend to play to your strengths. So you start to actually exercise those things that are innately natural for you. So if you're high in, say, time management, which I'm not, this one of my lows, but if you're high in time management, you tend to, you're always in time for class, you're always in time for to do things at home, and you just sort of get good at it because it's very natural. It's basically how your brain is wired from birth.
I have a very, I'm not all that good at being organized, but I have a hardwired atomic clock inside of me.
So you know what time it is, sort of?
I kind of always know what time it is. Now, being on the radio has helped me because if a radio show is nothing if not the clock, you got to know when to get in and get out. But I always know that. But even before that, I've always had a clock inside of me. So maybe that. But from an organizational standpoint, I might not be as organized as I should. In other words, I'll always be on time, but I might not be able to get anything done when I get there.
Right. Yeah. You can be high in time management, which it sounds like you probably are. Which means that you can, if you're high in time management, and any of your listeners will know this, if they're high in time management, you can actually figure out how long it's going to take to do something within more than a 90% accuracy rate.
I actually can do that.
Yeah, and I can't. I'll figure, well, it's going to take me this long to get somewhere, and it takes me two times longer than I thought.
Right.
Always.
Huh.
No matter what, even if I leave early, I'm wrong.
Right.
My brain calculates time differently than yours.
Hmm.
So you and I would go to the same meeting, same place, same traffic, and I would be late and you'd be on time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really how the neurons fire in the frontal lobes of your brain.
Don't get excited, folks, because we're going to be finding finding my low place any minute now. Go ahead, Chuck.
everybody has lows. It
That's right.
It's not bad. But what we decided to do was we're doing this big global study right now. I've been thinking about this for a long time of what do high performers look like in business. So did was we took our instrument. We have a profile instrument that takes about 10 minutes to tell you what your highs and lows are. And we said, let's send this to a lot of people and see if there are common characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we have a 20-person research team from the Whittemore School of Business and Economics at the University of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been working on this all summer. The American Management Association, which is the publisher of my book, and
right.
They're publishing a book based on these findings in 2009. They invited 20,000 people to participate, members, and we've been just sending these things out. And what we'd like to do with your listeners, since you are, in fact, the small business authority, which I'll tell you after your break.
Yeah, hold on to the thought, folks. We've got a special offer for you that you can participate in this very important work right after these messages. You're going to get a lot out of this, folks. Don't go away. It's 20 till. Chuck Martin is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
State of exhaustion. Press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you. Nothing but small business stuff there. Nothing but all the things that we know and all the things our brain trust knows about small business. And we hope you like it. We think you will. If you've been using it already, you know what I'm talking about. And as you know, there's no barrier to entry. You don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to give us your name or register or come up with a password or anything like that. If you can show up, it's all free. That's been our goal from day one, is to make it available to you without any barrier to entry. The only thing you'll have to give us, if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, which I encourage you to do, it comes every Sunday afternoon by email. We do need your email for that. So other than that, you can come in and be anonymous. Somebody else who does anonymous work is our good friend Chuck Martin. He's the author of Smarts and Tough Management. And the new book is called Smarts. And Chuck, you were just telling us about this survey. Chuck does a lot of research, folks, on small business issues especially. And one of the things you've been wanting to figure out, Chuck, is what makes a high performer. And then you want to help people like me, for example, in my audience, the business owners, be able to discover, to identify what a high performer looks like.
That's exactly right. What we're doing, we're trying to determine, the study is about the cognitive characteristics, as I just described, about these executive skills that everybody's born with in terms of how they're hardwired in their brain since birth. We're looking at what are the cognitive skills of high performers, and what we're looking to do is to find out what are the common characteristics, if there are any. For example, we sent these surveys to one, and this was a large company, but we're doing companies of all sizes, to a department in a large company, and they sent back, this was the marketing department, and it was the executive vice president on down, and there were about 11 people in the department. They did these anonymous surveys, and it's really a 10-minute profile, and they came back, and with the exception of one person, all of the high performers looked the same way. They had the same highs and the same lows.
Wow.
In terms of, like, they were all low in time management and task initiation. But the majority were high in defining achieving goals, which means you keep your eye on the ball no matter what.
So maybe they didn't have the right understanding of what a high performer was.
Well, we don't know. What we're looking to do is, and especially with small businesses, we would like to get any of your audience where the way it works is they say it's the CEO of a small company. They say, well, I've got five high performers. They tell us that. We mail them five of these profiles, these surveys.
Right.
They give them to the five high performers. The people do this 10-minute survey, just answering a pile of questions. They give it back to the CEO. They mail them back to us, and they're anonymous, so we don't capture any names.
So you don't know who, do you know, is there an identifier for each of the five people?
No, we don't want to know who the five people are because it doesn't really matter to us.
Okay. Well, you're gonna process the information and then give it back to the owner.
Yeah. What we do then is anyone who participates, we then give them. This is all for free too, by the way. It's
short
for the study. we give them the aggregate data back. So the CEO who sent us the five, for example, we might go back to him and say, well, it turns out four of your people of the five are high in flexibility and self-restraint.
But he or she won't know who that person is.
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
The objective is the CEO can say, oh, there is a profile of my typical high performer. And we're finding this pretty consistently, that the majority of high performers within one organization are relatively the same.
So what it amounts to is the owner has this opinion of what a high performer is and continues to hire that kind of a profile.
That's right.
Rather than understanding the maybe a little bit more multifaceted definition of high performer and try to do a little more granulated decision making next time.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. And what happens is the owner then says, since they determine the high performers, we don't, because we don't know who their high performers
right.
are.
Right.
And they use their own characteristics. They'll say a high performer for us is someone who makes the numbers, is always there
right.
to deliver results, whatever it is. We then give them essentially the brain profile of the people in their organization
mm-hmm.
that do that. They then can, in advance, say, okay, here's a person I'm looking to promote. Are they high in these cognitive characteristics that these my other high performers have?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they low? And what we're expecting to find, and this is the hypothesis, is that since everyone has highs and lows, that there is a fit for everybody to be a high performer somewhere.
And so maybe the owner would get this report back and say, you know what? Those people are high performers, but truthfully, I have three others, now that I've seen this information, there are three others that I didn't send over because they didn't fit my opinion of what a high performer is.
That's right. And what we then would do is, if the owner wants to get aggregate information of other companies, we don't share company information,
right.
but a company with, say, fewer than 100 employees, they could say, in sales, what do salespeople look like in companies with fewer than 100 employees
right.
in the category of, say, business services or food services in the area of finance?
Right.
And we can give them that data because we have
including if they have eight employees and two of them are salespeople or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then what a small company could do, they could go to us and say, okay, here's a profile of my high performers.
Right.
What other company sizes have those profiles?
Right. Give us the website to tell us how we can order this report.
It's www.nfiresearch.com.
NFIresearch.com, and say, please send me five.
It's right at the top of the webpage.
Oh, okay.
It says, here's the study. Just click on it, and away you go.
Okay,
it's
all right. And they can take it online.
We actually mail it. We have an electronic version.
They fill out the form. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Stand by, folks. Quick break. Right back with Chuck Martin after these messages. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Chuck Martin is our guest, and he's our good friend, the author of Tough Management and a new book called Smarts, which I recommend to you. Chuck, tell us where the books are available, and then I want to get back into how they can ask you for that survey.
It's available everywhere books are sold, but Amazon is the fastest way to get it.
Fastest way. But they can find all your books on your website as well. But now, folks,
yes, my website also.
This survey, this report that Chuck's talking about, I want to just review this real quickly. If you would like to know two things, you're going to learn two or three things. Number one, if you participate in this thing, and it's free, it's anonymous, nobody's going to know anything, who any individuals are, you can find out, number one, it'll make you think about what you think is a high achiever, and you'll identify those people and just add them up, and if you've got three of those people, then they go to your website, right, Chuck, at nfiresearch.com.
Right.
Click on there's a link at the top there. Click on that, and they fill out a form?
Well, no, what they'll do is they'll just say they want to participate, and then I will personally send them a note, an email,
right.
ask them
all
how
right.
many they want.
Okay.
And then we'll actually mail them that many of these surveys so that they remain anonymous.
So it's real easy, folks. You just say, hey, sign me up. Chuck will send you an email saying how many you got. You're sending back, say, and tell him three or four or six or whatever and tell him where to send the information to. He'll send you a hard copy report that takes 10 minutes to answer. You give it to your people, and then they send it back to you. You tabulate it and send it back to them and say, okay, of the three people you said were high achievers, here's the information on those three.
Yeah, basically, this is how their brain is wired, essentially.
Right. And then that's the thing. That's one of the last things you'll learn, which is you will now see how good you are at choosing what a true high performer is.
That's exactly right. Plus, it should help the owner then look at how they choose future high performers.
Yeah, especially salespeople.
Yeah, and we'll tell them. We'll actually tell them by company size or by what kinds of companies or industries match their high performers,
right.
So they'll actually know where to go recruit.
And this is not, folks, Chuck is doing this. He's making this offer to you because you know me.
That's
and
exactly
because
right.
He knows me. He's doing this as a favor to us. This is not a loss leader. You know, he's not going to try to sell you vitamins after this or anything like that. So this is a birthday present from Chuck. And Chuck, we appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, I really believe in what you do, I think small business is really where it's at.
Thank you.
We know that from a lot of research we do.
Absolutely, there's no question about it. But we need more people to believe that besides you and me, Chuck. We got to get a lot more folks thinking about this. So okay, so what take this thing to the next level now. Let's now take now that we kind of have an idea about what our companies, what our high achievers are like, and our ability to pick high achievers. Maybe maybe we find out that we need a little education in high achievement. But now we want to compare our company to other companies, right?
Yes, we will. If we get enough small companies, I'll be able to actually come on your show and give you the cognitive characteristics of small high performers at small companies.
Wow.
Yeah, compared to high performers at medium-sized companies versus high performers at large companies.
Right.
They may be the same. They may be different. I don't know. That's why we're
mm-hmm.
doing the research.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to profile thousands of people.
What is your definition of a high performer?
We tried to set up our own criteria, but every organization or department has different criteria.
What would be an example?
Well, an example would be in sales. Would be the high performer would be someone who has makes their numbers 3 out of 4 quarters a year, or someone who exceeds their numbers.
Okay, but what are the characteristics that make that happen?
Well, we don't know. We have to measure them. That's what this instrument does.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the business owner says, okay, these are my three high performers, and what our instrument does is it measures how their brain is wired,
mm-hmm.
which is not a changeable thing. It's how they're born.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like someone's height.
And that's what our personality experts, we have a couple of folks, Pierce and Jane Howard are our personality experts, and they talk about the five-factor model.
Well, this is based on neuroscience brain research.
I understand.
Years,
but it's actually
how neurons move.
The point I was going to make, though, is they say that your personality is what you're born with, and you can't change it.
But that's exactly right.
Yeah.
This is one of those things as well. It's very similar. Yeah, it's not a changeable thing. There's nothing good or bad about it.
Right.
And having highs and lows is not good nor bad. It doesn't
You are what you are.
That's exactly right.
Let me give the website one more time. NFI Research.
Yeah, like Net Future Institute.
Net Future Institute, NFIResearch.com. Click on the link at the top of the page. Tell him you want to participate. He'll send you an email back and say how many. You'll send him back those numbers and where to send the information to. He'll send you the forms. You'll send them back to him after your high achievers fill them out, and the rest will take care of yourself. Hey, Chuck, thanks for the offer. We really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.